we just set up repair service, and we were repairing every kind of things that were brought to us. And it began that so often someone would ask, isn't there some way we could modify this piece of equipment to do a little different process? And particularly, we started in 1949, and in 1950, we started selling for the Sanborn Company. You certainly remember the Sanborn Company that sold out to Hewlett-Packard. But we were selling single-channel recorders and dual-channel recorders and their four-channel recorder. And that's what's made our connections to various organizations. They would want a piece of the Sanborn recording equipment, but they'd want an amplifier that does something different. Then instead of being just an amplifier, they'd like an integrator. And back then, it took a whole row of vacuum tubes to do an integration. Now you can do it on a chip. We built integrators and things that were special or modifications so that they could do special kinds of research work. And so we would get involved with the physicians, and physicians would like the idea that we understood electronics to help them. You know, back then the doctors weren't computer nuts like they are now. And they didn't know much about electronics, so they wanted someone to help them. And Dr. Littlehigh at the University of Minnesota was one of those doctors that wanted help. And he had purchased some four-channel Sanborn recorders, and he wanted them to be run correctly, and that the pressure gauges that he was using for blood flow or blood pressure monitoring patients were accurately calibrated. And so he wanted someone in electronics to be in the lab with him. And he tried getting the engineer at the University of Minnesota to come in the labs, and that didn't work. So he finally knew me and said, would you come into the labs and keep these machines, go into the surgery and keep these machines going? And so I said, sure, I'll do that. And I was the only engineer that would go in to all this blood and mess that was going on, but I was trying to keep enough money coming in to keep the company going. So we just did that. I would go into him in when he would do surgery, and as time went by, he started in 1954, came up with the idea of doing open heart surgery on blue babies that have a interventricular septal defect, at some of them at birth. And when they get the blood flowing between the ventricles, the blood that gets pumped around the baby is bluish. It has a bluish tinge to it. And so they were called blue babies. And they would all die before they'd reach teenage. And so his thought was to open up the right ventricle and go in through the right ventricle and sew a plastic patch over the hole, the septum, and then close it up and start blood flowing again. But back then they didn't have oxygenators, so they had to use a parent or an older brother or sister that had the same blood type as the infant that we were working on, and would flow the blood through the parent, and the parent would become the pump oxygenator. And it was, Littlehigh pointed out that there was a chance of 200% mortality if things didn't go right. So he had to have everything very carefully controlled and keep bubbles out of the system and keep measuring both the mother, father, and the child.